Democrats say there's been a tax shift in Wisconsin over the past three decades, with corporate taxes remaining flat and property taxes paying for a much larger share of public services. In both the Senate and Assembly, Democrats proposed tacking on a homeowner's tax credit to the state budget. It would exempt the first $60,000 of a home's value from taxation, which could mean a savings to homeowners of nearly $570 per year. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach says the state would make up the difference by closing what he calls corporate tax loopholes.
We're going to get a group of lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, in a room with every single exemption on the table. And we're going to look at how we are going to pay for a program that's going to cut property taxes to the homeowners. That's who needs it.
That's been the element of the Democratic plan most criticized by majority Republicans. Juneau GOP Senator Scott Fitzgerald says there's a laundry list of tax exemptions in the state, meaning the Democratic plan could theoretically turn into a new tax on groceries, wheelchairs, or diapers.
So even though you're specifically giving relief to the property taxpayers, the problem is I think you're just hitting people in the pocketbook on the backside.
Democrats call that criticism a distraction and a scare tactic. It's been tough for the minority party to get anything passed in the legislature this year. Even though they dubbed this proposal a top priority, it proved no different. Even if it had cleared the legislature, there's no guarantee Democratic Governor Jim Doyle would have signed it into law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.